Oh, I moved there about the time I was 13, 14, somewhere along there. And I lived back over on the other side, 3 or 4 miles over there, on the other side of Big Pond Schoolhouse, till we moved there. My mother had a 40 acres over there, and she sold it and bought her mother's place.
Oh, yeah, and that's where the double log cabin was.
That's where the double log house was.
It was,
And where I first lived, it was a...
What kind of house
it was? It was a log house.
Oh, it was a log.
Big log house. It had a kitchen and dining room on the side of it. And it was just a big house, and the kitchen and dining room was on the north south side of it, together.
Mm-hmm.
And that is all there was there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first. My daddy owned that, and he passed away.
Oh, he did? Well, now, you said that this was heated with an old-fashioned fireplace.
Yeah, they made out of a rock, these fireplaces was. I don't know of any of them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd build them and out of rock and cut wood and make heat.
That's how they heated. Well, now, when you have a fireplace, the smoke would go out through the...
Goes right up, we call it the chimney.
Yeah. And it would be, they'd have, it would be like on the outside of the house.
Yeah, the hill. It would go up on the outside of the house, the chimney would. But it'd be opened up in the house down at the bottom.
In the
room,
yeah.
In a big hearth that run out.
The
floor come up to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's to keep the fire part popped out of it, to keep catching the house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
There'd
yeah,
be flat rock about 2 to 3 feet wide,
mm-hmm.
and all across the front of that,
mm-hmm.
that far where the fire was.
Mm-hmm.
They'd really warm the house up, all right.
What did you call those? You know those metal things that they put in the fireplace to lay the
wood on, doggone.
Oh, that's what they call those, yeah.
Doggone.
And then,
I don't know what give them that name, but
that's
all I ever knew.
But that's what they call them.
That's what they call them.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be antique now if a fella had some of them.
Yeah, I guess that's right. I guess that's the truth.
Yeah.
Well, what about that shelf up above the...
That there, they call that the mantle, or fireboard.
The old
name for it was a fireboard.
They
got to call it a mantle, I think, later on.
Well, what about a big piece of wood that burned like for several days? Like that they put...
You mean on the back side?
Yeah.
They call it back log.
Oh, that's what they call that, yeah.
Yeah, you put a big log in there, and just all of a man, stout man could carry, and throw it on there, and it'd burn for a couple of days, probably. They call them back logs.
And
I'd build a fire then on this side, and that'd kind of shoot that heat out in the house. Yeah, I was raised up by them. I knew what they called them.
So you do all that.
Yeah.
Well, what about the little pieces of wood that you used to start the fire with?
Well, they call it kindling.
They call it kindling.
Yeah.
And now, if we had to clean out the fireplace, you'd have to clean out the, you'd call the stuff you had to get rid of.
Ashes.
And then that black stuff that gets on the inside.
Soot.
And... now, like in this house, that when you were a boy, what would you have like to sit on? What would you have to sit on, like in the houses when you were a boy?
You mean chairs?
Yeah. And what kinds would they have?